Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Oxlade is an immense talent out of Nigeria who's only 22. This is a review of his debut EP titled Oxygen. My name is MJ Omoto and welcome to Moto Moto Music.
The latest African album review is...
Released by Tronic Music under exclusive license to The Plug Entertainment, Oxygen has 6 tracks, 17 minute 57 second runtime, 1 feature, and multiple producer placements, including Echo the Guru, Spax, Nosa Apollo, Dera, TUC, and Lush. The artwork is really cool and shows Oxlade being pulled into the atmosphere with a purple hue surrounding him. There's a mic which is seemingly a magnetic force pulling him further up into the sky. It may be something or it may be nothing, but the cover titles the album as Oxygen in the anglicized spelling that we all know, yet on streaming platforms the album is titled Oxygen. I think that's how you say it in French. I don't know. His pronunciation sounds way more like Oxygen than Oxygen, but it is what it is.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Oxygen opens up with a distant heartbeat and the vivid sound of a heart defibrillator, which only beeps for a few seconds before flatlining. The melodious chords kick in to introduce the song O2, Oxygen. Oxlade is speaking to a love interest, saying she's like oxygen and he needs her to breathe. Have you ever experienced a love so deep and vulnerable? The composition is a perfect hybrid of R&B and Afrobeats with that Afropop inclination. It ends with the heart defibrillator registering a heartbeat yet again to signify that the love interest reciprocated the love Oxlade professed. Away is the song that really broke out from this EP. The easy to recite chorus where the word away is repeated no less than 30 times is so simple while infectiously catchy. The accompanying bassline that really helps the song to define its space between Afrobeats and Afropop is a highlight for me. Without it, the percolating rhythms don't find somewhere to sit and be as pronounced as they are. The guitar work finds a special mention too. Kudos to Spax for an outstanding production. Lyrically, Away is a call for two lovers to go somewhere far away to experience their love in its purest form, without conformity to societal expectations. Songs such as Coco Said do a good job of showing Afrobeat as a foundation of Afro beats. You get seriously groovy bass lines with highly percussive instruments and pentatonic guitar rhythms. The sound is danceable while easy on the ear. And I have to say, TUC and Spax were in their bag on this one.
Find us on motomotomusic.com.
Weakness could be one of the songs of the album, which is smoothly approached in makeup. It has a slow to mid-tempo pace with an unmistakable pom-pom sound with unique instrument emphasis. Oxlade does well to find a great tune to flex some of his chord-carrying capabilities.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The main theme on Oxygen is love and relationships, and there isn't much more to say about that really. I haven't said a whole lot about Oxlade's vocal capabilities, however, they shouldn't be underestimated. The man has a wonderful voice that could easily serenade you anytime, any day. It comes as no surprise that there's very little by way of collaborations here. With only one on the EP, he featured Mologo, and there's a reason why he did so. Mologo was the first verified celebrity to share Oxlade's music online, and he featured Mologo as a way to say thank you. That's amazing. Not having many features is a bold but fantastic move, as this allows Oxlade to genuinely be in his element. There's a certain authenticity to his music that I enjoyed, and a certain humility even. In terms of mixing and mastering, this project is as good as any. There's hardly anything to fault, and sonically, I was left fully satisfied at how complete Oxygen sounded. There was everything to love about the quality. I particularly enjoyed the live sounding instrumentation, which left me wondering whether certain aspects were live and the others were digital, because they fit like a glove. It doesn't sound like a live recorded album, but it does have live elements that just feel live. Album pacing and track listing can be a challenge, but Oxlade has no issues there. You can tell that the songs are intentional where they are and largely adopt a medium slow to medium tempo to great effect on the overall experience.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
There's a whole host of new Afrobeats, Afrofusion, or Afrofusion artists coming up with immense talent, and Oxlade is right up there alongside the likes of Rema, Thames, Fireboy DML, Almaray, and the like. This EP is refreshing and calming. Oxlade himself described it as soothing and different, so I believe me and him have an understanding on that. I think Oxlade is easily one of the next big acts in the Afrobeats and Afrofusion space, with plenty more to give. His debut EP is so much more than an artist trying to prove themselves. It establishes Oxlade as one of the best out there. Should you listen to Oxygen by Oxlade? A resounding yes, you should. Stream the album online and experience the wealth of new school Nigerian talent. And that's it from me. Do like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out the website where you can find more music podcasts, interviews, and more. The website is motomotomusic.com.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.